Any opposed or have concerns that want to speak to this application? I see nobody. You want to step back up? Come on back up, and we'll see if there's any questions the Planning Commission has for you.
So how wide, when it's said and done, will Hillcrest be?
How wide will Hillcrest be? Big Chris, whatever.
I don't know that we've got that figured out. We obviously need to be compliant with the rules and regulations. The MoDOT accesses, the entrances, they'll be compliant with MoDOT's requirements. But we're definitely going to, it's going to be a nice improved road, for sure.
So what I understand from the applicant is Devin, right here, they're willing to donate 15 of the deficit 30, so they'll be at 35 to this other gentleman's property. Right here, it'll have to stay the same unless they want to make it 35 there. I mean, it's going to notch to 20. So from the corner where I have this marker to the corner of this lot, it would be 20. This is somebody else's property here. Yeah.
Right.
This one's accessed by the road that's coming behind Rod's house, or right here. So, and it's going to be 50-foot right-of-way here that touches that lot. So you just have a 20-foot section and a 35-foot section of Hillcrest. And then from here down, it's 50. No, again, it's 35, correct?
Yeah. There's two existing property owners in there that we
yeah, so it's 35 down to the point.
But the part that you are going to donate would be dedicated public as a wider public right
of way? We'll donate, yes, our share of that 50-foot requirement.
Would that road be the like a one-way? I mean, are you going to come in on the other one with your primary traffic and out?
There's no anticipation of going. It is a hillside development, so extremely wide streets aren't real practical. But the intent is to have two-way traffic and be easily negotiated.
So I'm actually missing one lot. This lot would be accessed by a 35-foot. This one is going to touch the 50.
Right.
So everything along this side is 35. This lot's 35. This one's 20, and that one's 35. And then these are all accessed by a 50-foot road right-of-way.
Any other questions?
So that road to the east still goes all the way through.
It ends right now about right here and turns gravel. And what they've done in this area is it's just completely gravel all the way down. Trees are clear.
It's platted, Roger, all the way down.
Yeah. Yeah. The road is.
All the way down to Amherst.
Got it. See where it lies on Amherst.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, based on what was presented at the last meeting, what's presented now, it looks like most of what was talked about has been addressed as far as concerns to be presented at the next meeting. So from my perspective, it looks like they've done a great job in cleaning up the presentation of what the actual request is. And again, just for everyone in the audience, what we're doing is we will make a motion to recommend to approve or deny the application, but it's sent to the Taney County Commission for final approval. So this is purely a recommendation from the Planning Commission based on what's presented on this case. So do we have enough information for to feel comfortable on a motion for this application or any more questions?
One question before we move forward, I think we should address Devin. Mm-hmm. So this goes all the way through. And if we're really not wanting to use Amherst, which is the indications that we're getting, if we end this somewhere in here but do a hammerhead so that people can turn around, then that lot's going to gain, instead of giving up 15 feet, you could take in the half the right-of-way. The RV park's going to get the other half, so you gain 10 feet. I mean, something like that would actually close that road off to Amherst to keep through traffic from going through.
Well, it would give them an option to turn around.
Well, somebody's going to drive down there.
Unless they vacate the other portion, then you can't.
But somewhere at the top end of it, depending on where his drive would go, you could do the hammerhead.
You see what I'm saying? Well, that without vacating the other portion, people could still develop it or use it. Or
the RV side?
Yeah.
It'd only be, well, it'd be a 20-foot right of way.
But without vacating it, they could still go down it.
He's built him a road right next to it on his property now. It's all gravel. He's left the right-of-way alone,
yeah.
And then they built a gravel road right next to it for his RV park, because I've been down it taking pictures. But if he wanted to expand it into that right-of-way, he could, but he stayed out of it.
Scott, can you bring up the topos? If I remember right there at the end of Amherst and Hillcrest meet, that's pretty much just a bluff right in there anyway, and I don't know that you can even connect them to.
Pretty steep.
No, I agree with that.
Connect there, but below that house, it really goes straight up and down.
Well, I mean,
it's not that bad of a grade.
And it's pretty steep if you look at the topos.
Well, that's where we currently turn around at.
And it's high traffic.
No, we turn around there at Billy Side, yes, but no, it's pretty much a...
You can't turn around there. You have to go beyond it to turn around.
At the end, but you see where the road comes in, where it's platted.
So sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Chairman, but I just had that thought of the hammerhead there. And those are little particulars that could be worked out afterwards.
Sure. I think we're definitely... We'll figure this out as far as the road now goes. Obviously, the zoning is the primary focus for us.
Now, there's also the recommendation that if we were to approve the motion, that I would have to read that there would be a contingency that the 160-plus lots in the application of Longview Subdivision platted Book 2, page... be amended to no more than 20 lots, which is where we're at. Right?
19.
We're at 19 right now. I think that there might be some higher density that we can use on the when the road gets put through the middle, that we could put some of those three-bedroom, three-bath a little closer. So I would say no more than 24, 25, but 20 is where we have it right now.
Okay.
You think we're happy with the contingency.
We haven't had a chance to really dive into, obviously, the zoning we're asking for is a minimum of 8,000. We're looking for about 10,000. And we haven't really dove into the grades, as you mentioned a while ago, to try to figure out exactly how this is all going to lay together like that. But this is the conceptual plan. This is basically what it's going to look like. But, yeah, we may be able to do something here to create one more lot. But, no, there's no intentions of being anywhere near more than...
But as far as the 20 that's being, what's being presented is 20?
That's correct.
Yes.
So do you feel comfortable with that number, or you're wanting more?
Yeah, 20 is fine with the contingency.
Okay. Because I would have a comfort level of what's presented.
Okay.
20. Not sure about everyone else, but again, any other questions, or we have enough to make a motion for or against?
Did you finish reading all of that?
Right-of-way is platted to a blank foot right of way where possible due to some lots. So would that, what would that recommendation be? Would that be the 50?
That would be the 50, but there's some places where he, you know, possibly can't get the extra right-of-way. So Hillcrest would be one that would be 35 and 20 in various areas. But where they have ownership on both sides, they plat to 50 feet.
To 50 right. foot, which yep. you guys are comfortable with that as well, right?
Sure.
Any more comments, questions, throughout a motion?
Is there a commitment on the entrance off of the highway, then that's going to be done as well? Yes. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm supposed to approve that MoDOT.
Right, but I mean, it's going to, it appears that there's some concern about that.
The product that we're putting in here, the development, we want a nice entrance.
What were they recommending, like 40 feet?
Total, I believe it was around 40 feet. He measured it off and put a mark. I doubt that mark's still there.
But yeah.
Pretty standard. For that.
As they mentioned, I think the product would dictate what they would want to do with that. To have the right curb appeal coming into the development. You may want to arm wrestle for a motion or next steps.
I'll make a motion to recommend to the county commission that we approve this project as presented.
Okay. And I do have a specific, because this is a proposed rezone, a specific motion that would be read, but that would entertain that as part of the motion.
I'll second his motion.
So we've got, Presley, you got that? Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
You get to read it.
All right, here we go. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ2022-026 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Colin Corey for parcels located at Hillcrest and State Highway 76 Longview subdivision to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission.
And I would ask that you add, mention that it's the parcel numbers, and because there's like 8 or 9 parcel numbers in the application.
Can I put parcel numbers listed on the agenda?
Perfect.
And also that there would be a contingency that the rezone not be affected until the 160 plus lots in this application of the Longview subdivision platted at Book 2, page 8, be amended to no more than 20 lots total, with right-of-ways platted to 50-foot right-of-way where possible due to some lots are not part of this application and under separate ownership. Is the motion read? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. County Commission meetings October 17th, 9 a.m. All right. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Next up, we have our second rezone, which is Bluebird Mountain Apartment LLC rezone, one parcel from A1 Agricultural to R3 Multifamily.
Rezone 2022-28, Bluebird Mountain Apartments LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for R3 Multifamily Residential District. As per the assessor's information, the property is 10 acres in size with a single family home built in 1960 located on the property. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and the City of Branson for wastewater. So looking at our PowerPoint, here's Bee Creek. Of course, this is your Walmart and your Branson Hills. Here's our zoning layer. You have the apartments. This is R3, dark green.